Foreword. This book is intended to be a tool for professional and personal development and raising awareness, but it should not be considered a self-help book in the traditional sense of the word. The fundamental difference being that it does not claim to put forward easily applicable advice for changing behaviors or habits. It does not take the view that happiness is within everyone and can be easily uncovered by a positive attitude towards life. It's fair to say it takes a somewhat more grim and realistic perspective that is deeply concerned with what goes on around us in the world, before shoving a way out to still being content and happy. Before all, this book aims to unearth some of the founding ideas and beliefs each of us hold towards life and critique them relentlessly. The way forward lies in facilitating the questioning of deeply embedded cultural beliefs, ideas, and dogmas. The work you're about to read brings into conversation the most impactful and influential scientific research available on happiness. At the same time, it interprets the very seemingly mundane and basic activities which make up our day-to-day reality in the backdrop of this theory and knowledge. What is in our collective conscience and culture will be our canvas in the analysis that follows. The questions we are going to address are ancient and some very complicated. As such, the answers are complicated too, and I'm going to try to offer a unique perspective to these ancient questions, and moreover, we'll attempt to equip you with the mental and intellectual tools which you can use to craft your own unique answers. In this sense, the primary aim can be defined as to identify the problems and create the ideal conditions for asking those questions related to happiness. Without asking the hard questions and going through a level of self-critique, it is not possible to come up with the answers that are going to affect a real and lasting change. Those who live life without questioning can't have the thoughts or values that are divergent from the mass of people therewith, people who live in perfect accord with the value judgments